But interesting that she was so notoriously known in that city. And it doesn't really tell us exactly what happened between her and Jesus. We have to kind of guess, don't we? What happened? Did he say something to her? How did she catch who he was? What happened? We don't really know. But her actions. How grateful was she? I mean, the story is absolutely beautiful. Read it this week. Don't read it through and get so accustomed to it that it becomes static for you. Sometimes the scripture, those of us been raised in the church, scripture becomes static because we've heard it so much. John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only son. Sometimes we use it as a gun, bam, 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 throwing scripture at people. Listen, the scriptures are beautiful. They're intricate. They're to be studied and pondered and meditated upon. Meditate upon this woman who brought her very best into the presence of these Jewish leaders at the table. And I was wondering how she got in. Did she go through the door? I mean, that's rude. How did she do this? They didn't have doors in those places where they ate. There was like a public area, and people would mill around in this public area, and they could look in. My guess is the Pharisees enjoyed people watching them, whatever they did. Just guessing. I don't know. They really didn't like Jesus. Not really, because they had been testing him, trying to trip him up, trying to get him to make a mistake, a blunder, so they could get him off their back, because he was doing greater things than they were, of course. So here's Jesus eating with them at table. The way they ate was to kind of lay. I don't know how I could lay and eat. That would be very uncomfortable. But they would kind of spread their body out and lay at the table. And for her to come in with this lavish expression of gratitude and love and appreciation that she couldn't help. She threw caution to the wind. She couldn't help but do what she did for Jesus. Can you imagine what was in her heart that drove her into the embarrassing situation of letting her hair down and crying on this man and allowing her tears to wash him? And then bringing this expensive alabaster container of perfume, which was very expensive, very costly. It was the real thing. You walk into Macy's, it's not the real thing. It makes you sick. This was real, authentic fragrance. What was in her heart that brought the tears, that caused her to go beyond the embarrassment, that allowed her to let her hair down? And what a beautiful, beautiful expression. I think it is the most beautiful expression of worship for me in the New Testament. I don't know of anything more intimate and more beautiful. Tetha. See if I can get through this. My mother was 101 years old when she passed away 2 years ago, and Atetha was her caregiver. And Atetha is an alabaster of costly fragrance. And she poured her life out for my mother, and that she would be here tonight. How many of you believe in accidents? She has messed me up. I have 5 pages of notes, and she's ruined me, along with your worship, Chris. It has ruined me. This woman was a demonstration of the very words I was going to speak tonight to you. Because you are the fragrance. Your life is the fragrance to be poured out and to be offered. Because this culture is full of hurting, wounded, abused people, and especially women. Do you realize that when Jesus allowed this woman to wash his feet with her tears, when she allowed him to pour out that perfume over her in front of all of these religious pedants. Do you know what a pedant is? It's somebody who is so fine-tuned with their religion. Larry Crabb says it like this. He said they're religious pedants trying to find grammatical errors in love letters. She was in love. She was so in love, she couldn't help herself. And her expression went beyond the boundaries. It went beyond any sensuality. That was a very intimate thing. A Jewish woman to do this with a Jewish man, there had to be something very deep going on in her. And if I could, you know, I'm standing here because I want to be with you tonight. I don't want to teach you. I want to be with you because I know something about you. I know that when Psalm 139 says that you have been fearfully and wonderfully made, I believe that. That when God wove you together in your mother's womb, you were like a beautiful tapestry, multiple colors, beauty beyond description, unique. There is no one like you on this planet. Of all the billions of people that ever lived, there's nobody like you. And I'm talking to the very youngest to the oldest amongst us. Those of you who are older, you are alabaster. We need you to pour out. We need to hear what's in your heart. We need your touch. We need your intimacy. We need your wisdom and your knowledge. And when I'm around young people, something just bursts forth in my heart. It was that way for Jesus when they were trying to get the kids away from him. He said, let them come. Let them come. Do you have any idea how important you are? What is your name? Nathan? Do you know how important you are, Nathan? Oh, God's not going to show him yet, but he'd get really prideful if he knew it. But there's nobody like you. You hold a place that God has given you. It's a place of fragrance. There's a sweetness that God wants to bring forth that he's poured into you and into me in this life. And I want to encourage you today. I want to encourage you about who you are and what you have to offer. You are like the woman with the alabaster, and the alabaster, the sacrifice, is you, your presence, your heart. And God called this woman, Atetha, to be with my mother. And when my mother died, God didn't allow my wife and I to be with her or my sister because God wanted this woman to be with her. When my mother's last glance was towards a human being, it was you because you were the fragrance that God chose. And I knew my mother didn't want my sister and I to be there. She never did want us to be there when she passed. But God wanted you there in our place. And I tell you what, I just can't express my gratitude to you enough for being the alabaster for my mother. You poured out. You poured your heart out. And it was messy. It cost you. And she was an alabaster for you, I know that. And she poured out tears for you. They used to eat dinner and they'd pull away from the table and start praying. During dinner. You see, God is stirring our hearts. He's stirring our hearts. There will never be another you on this planet. There is work that God is going to do. There are sacrifices. You are a living sacrifice before the throne of God. He has a right to spend you. He has a right to offer you to others. You see, gratitude, thanksgiving, must always work out in acts of service. If you're truly grateful, you'll know it because you'll want to bless people, you will want to help people, and you will want to allow your life to pour out as the sweet perfume. That's who you are tonight. And that's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. Father, I pray right now over the uniqueness of every individual in this room, the beauty here. C.S. Lewis said, if you could see each other as God sees you, you would fall at each other's feet and worship. God, I pray for every unique soul, heart, mind in this room. The gifts, the talents in this room are exquisite. And we have been shut down, and we have been told lies by the enemy of our soul and by others. And God, this is our finest hour in a nation that is suffering economically and morally and in every other way. We are the salt and the light, and we are the alabaster. Would you help us to see who we are? Especially those here that feel like they're just not useful anymore, or maybe they just have blown it, or whatever it might be. Young people here who are wondering about their future, I don't know what it is, but God, would you replace our questions with passion and compassion? That we would have eyes to see and ears to hear those who need a touch and need the fragrance. Let us leave this place tonight with a new resolve to be the fragrance for all those around us. And may we remember it's the small things that make a big difference. Less words, maybe, and more love. I thank you for tonight. I thank you for your presence in this room. I thank you for what I sense here. The gold that is here, the precious, precious gold of hearts in this room. We thank you.